What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The final seconds tick away, and the Florida Panthers are going to the Stanley Cup Final for the third year in a row. The Panthers win Game 5, 5-3. They finish off the Canes in five games. The Panthers are Eastern Conference champions in 2025.
The Beasts of the East will be returning to the Stanley Cup Final for a third time. Carter Verhaeghe with the game-winning goal. What an effort by the Panthers. Down 2-0. They storm back all the way and fend off the Hurricane. Hurricane preparedness.
And they put on a heck of a fight.
Always a thing in South Florida. And yes, congratulations down at the other end to the Carolina Hurricanes for one heck of a season. And last two games and the fight tonight, never over. But the Panthers' resilience, able to stick it out to the end and going to battle for the Cup for a third time in a row. And the Cup will go through the state of Florida for the sixth straight year. Three straight times for Tampa Bay, now three straight years for the Panthers, and the Panthers trying to do the reverse of what Tampa Bay did. Tampa Bay won two cups, lost their third. The Panthers lost their first cup, trying to win two in a row.
And the Panthers are Eastern Conference champions here in 2025. A 5-3 win here in Game 5.
Well, the great hockey state of Florida. How about that, man? The Panthers are heading back to the Stanley Cup Final, third straight year. As you heard, Billy Lindsay, Doug Plagans on the call last night as we welcome you in. Good morning, everyone. Hollywood Omar Kelly, Dan Day, Brittany here with you as we celebrate a third straight trip to the Stanley Cup Final. Words, Omar, I never thought I would say here as someone who I got really, really into hockey. Me personally, you know, a little personal thing here. But when we moved up to Boca, obviously much closer to the Panther Arena when I was in high school, got really into it, you know, got the season ticket package. And boy, were those season tickets cheap back then. that was not a hot ticket. And I got really into hockey. And I actually worked for the Lightning for a bit while I was in college. And
oh,
so
look
just
at
really,
you.
Really yeah. Got into it and always been a big Panther fan. I got the Panther license plate on my car.
Yes,
I've
you
had
do.
It since my first car. Those bastards, though, they made me change to the new logo when I switched my tag out. But nevertheless, this is just, I can't believe we are saying this here. The Panthers to a third straight Stanley Cup final. And they did it in incredible fashion last night. Go down 2-0. In that game and come roaring back. Very business-like approach, as you saw the way they celebrated that game afterwards, and just, again...
Business not done.
Yeah, it isn't, and they know they got one more series to come here. It could be against those Edmonton Oilers once again, which would be, wow, what a rematch that would be if that comes to fruition here, as those teams will meet tonight. Game number 5, Edmonton up 3-1 in that series, so they'll look to close that one out. Go Stars, baby. Go Stars.
Yeah.
The longer the Panthers can get a little breather here, the better. And let these other teams just continue to beat the crap out of one another.
But for Dave Hyde, I'm rooting for Dallas.
I wonder if Dave even made it back. For those wondering, by the way, we're going to let the Doug Plagans, the Billy Lindsays of the world, we'll give them a day to rest here. We'll get them on with us tomorrow. Those guys flew back really late last night from Carolina, so we're going to let them get their celebration in last night, little celebration, and then we'll check in with them on Friday. But Omar, it had me thinking as I was driving in this morning, and I know it's very early to do this, but where does this rank for everyone as far as South Florida sports stories go? And by stories, I mean the Big Three going to the finals 4 years in a row. This, to me, is on par with that.
Okay.
Right? I mean,
Don't forget the University of Miami's great run.
Of Miami's home winning streak. You know, that certainly comes to mind.
72 Dolphins?
The 72 Dolphins come to mind.
I think they went to 3 straight championships.
The Marlins, I don't know about the first run as much. The first run was like they just paid for every superstar they could find. The second one, though, in 2003, was a really exciting run. That was one of my favorite ever South Florida sports teams and runs. That one was incredible. Of course, the first Heat championship with Dwayne Wade. But this, to me, like, this is kind of in rare air here as far as our town goes. And this is like up there with that win streak, the 72 Dolphins, and the Heat Big Three era.
But you know what? And I think that we're not at the level of excitement that we were when the Heat were winning championships and we had the Big Three. We're not at the level of excitement that we were back when the Marlins won their championship. Remember that time when Marlins were everywhere?
I remember 2003 when the Marlins won. I do. I was in high school. That was the last time that happened. But what do you mean by level of excitement? Because to me, this is, you know, again,
I
know that you're not.
I know hockey is not.
Maybe it's hard for you because you're not in it. You're not a hockey fan necessarily, and you don't go to the games and all. But I could tell you that there is a massive buzz and excitement around this. And, you know, again, to me, yes, it's not obviously not the Big Three. It's not LeBron and Dwayne. But this team has a lot of likable stars, and, you know, I just think as far as accomplishments go, this is really, really incredible.
I'm not saying it's not incredible.
I can't believe we're talking about this morning. It's
you kind of expected the series to be won.
I did expect them to win the series, yes. But again, like just to say, like I can't believe that this is reality here, that the Panthers, of all teams, are the dominant franchise in our town.
They're top dog. Yeah, especially where they've come from, certainly. But I just think that maybe it's going to pick up in the finals, you know, it being the lead story, you know, merchandise being sold, Panthers gear being worn. You know, how often, unless you live in that Sunrise Boca area, how often are you really seeing Panthers memorabilia and gear being worn in the community? Remember when Marlins were winning? I mean, Heat, obviously, it's the Big Three. You know, everybody's got Heat merchandise during the Big Three era.
Mm-hmm.
But when the Marlins won, you saw Marlins stuff everywhere. You know, obviously, University of Miami has its, and they haven't won for 2 decades. So, you know, that was an extreme rare run. But I would love to see this town really get excited and get behind this team. I know they are, and we celebrate, because we're front runners. But
you're spending too much time at Dolphins OTAs. I think you don't have much of a pulse of what's going on out there, Omar.
Oh, I'm on these streets now. Come on, I'm way on these streets, way more than you're on these streets.
Texas said we're in the Big Cat era. Another one said 2001 Miami Hurricanes, best season of my lifetime. That team was so special. Yeah, this. Panthers,
do you think that bars are filled right now with people watching and celebrating these Panthers?
Yeah,
games?
I do.
I know they are. Yeah, Omar. Yeah. I'm out every night at these bars that are filled, like Funky Buddha last night, to the Raptors.
Well, Funky Buddha's in the area.
Duffy's Implantation to the Raptors.
Duffy's Implantation.
Well, Omar,
in the area
also,
still.
It also happens to be the only game in town right now. It's the only thing going. I mean, unless,
true.
I don't know,
yeah.
You think the bars down here were watching the Thunder and Wolves last night? Like,
no.
You know, this is the big story down here. And we're not going to let you downplay it this morning, Omar. It's very, very exciting.
All I'm saying is I think that there's another level. I think that we can turn the volume up from a 6 to a 7.
30 miles away from sunrise, you moron.
It's close enough.
I mean, look, there's no question that the Panthers are a newer thing here, right? I get you on that one. This is a newer deal because they were bad for a very long time. But for them to get to 3 straight finals, this puts them in the same company as a Big 3 Heat, as a 72 Dolphins, as a 2003 Marlins. It puts them in that same company.
I think they were already in that same company.
I just think this is it's an improbable run, right? I mean, this is not something that happens very often. To get to 3 straight is just absolutely incredible.
I would just love it. And I think stories and books need to be written about culture changes. And creating
the
right
environment.
That's
the most incredible part.
Culture changes,
right?
Team building.
Yeah, you went from a franchise that people ran from, that people did not want to be a part of. Remember they used to talk about moving this team to one of those Canada cities that built an arena? There was one of those places in Canada, province, I don't know they call provinces. There was one of those places that built an arena, and they were like, I'll move the Panthers there. We'll take the Panthers. Nobody goes to the games. No one cares. And all of a sudden, man, this has become the hottest ticket in town and the most dominant team that we have down here and the most dominant team in the sport, which is really, really incredible. And again, they are staring at a rematch. This will be something. Panthers-Oilers again? Like, that series wasn't entertaining enough the first time around. And someone said this yesterday, too. Dan, this has a Heat-Spurs vibe to it here, doesn't it?
Yeah, now that you mention it.
We're going to run it back again here. This has a Heat-Spurs vibe just a little bit here.
I don't even remember.
Maybe a Heat-Mavs vibe, something like that.
No, I don't even remember. They played the Spurs twice in the championship.
They did.
Won. No, the Spurs didn't beat them.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, well, the Heat came back and won. They got their second championship and beat them, right? So the Heat, this is what happened, Omar. The Heat lost to the Mavs the first time around.
Yes.
Remember J.J. Barea, Punk LeBron, all that stuff. Then the second time, they played the Thunder.
Yes.
Remember the Durant, Harden, Westbrook Thunder. They beat them.
They played the three Spurs,
and it was the Ray Allen thing, right? And they came back, and they won the series after Ray Allen hit the shot. And then the last time was LeBron's last year here, and it was Cramp Gate and all that. And, you know, they went up to San Antonio.
And
San Antonio beat the brakes off of them and just played. That was some of the best team basketball you will ever see, man. Those guys. They played a heck of a series, and they ended up beating the Heat. So that's how that went. But the Mavs, again, you know, the Heat beat the Mavs in Dwayne's first championship. Then they came back, and they got the LeBron Heat for their championship. That was Dirk's championship. And I will tell you one thing, man. This Edmonton team is going to come back with a vengeance here. They are going to be hungry. That is going to be one hell of a series. Texter says, I'd rather watch the Panthers than the sorry-ass Dolphins any day, my friend. I'm with you 1,000%. I find the Dolphins very unpleasant to watch most times, so I'm with you. I'm with you 1,000 times out of 1,000 on that. This guy says, majority of us didn't exist in 1972. Finn's nowhere near contender. This run has been great. Go Cats. Yeah, I wasn't alive in 72, but I got to throw that in there because I can't, you know, with respect to this show, and Joe, who was not on that team, obviously, but was around in the Dolphin glory years. So I gotta throw those in there. We can't act like they didn't exist.
No, people lived in that time.
Texas says to come to Boulevard Bar in Boynton Beach for the first Stanley Cup game. Every playoff game loaded with Panther fans. They have bullhorns.
Maybe that's because I'm a Miami guy. Maybe that's what it is.
I live in Miami too, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, my neighborhood. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
I think it's huge. We got to check in at some point with our friends over at Caneswear because you're worried about them not selling Panther gear. I'll tell you, we went last year to Caneswear. Up there in Davie. I love that store. And
that's because half of your wardrobe is Canes gear.
But go ahead. I know. Yes, as I'm wearing one right now.
Yes. Which matches not.
I'm okay, bro. I got blue socks.
No, you're not. You're not okay.
I'm living out of a duffel bag, man. Leave me alone, all right? Leave me alone. But we went up there last year, and they couldn't keep rats in stock. I mean, they were it was nuts up there. It was absolutely nuts. Man, this is again, this is just really cool. And if you have a place, by the way, that you want to pump up this morning, you at the Stanley Cup watch party, you want Omar to come. I don't think you should have Omar out because I think he's just bad energy for your Panther watch party, to be quite honest. Yeah, I'm saying it, and I hope this guy we're bringing on this morning, this YouTube guy, I hope he kicks your ass later in the show.
You see what we did, man. This
Listen,
is what you want.
I knew Omar was going to be salty this morning.
I am not salty.
Try to rain on our parade, so we brought on one of his enemies. He's going to come on later in the show, so hopefully he'll just stick it to Omar. This guy says if you want to see culture and professional sports, you need to watch HBO's series on the Boston Celtics. I've not seen that one yet. I will.
Oh my God, there's a documentary you haven't seen?
There's a documentary on everything. You know, I tried yesterday.
It's that hotel living.
I tried so hard yesterday. I put on this thing called Shooting Guards, which is the story of Gilbert Arenas and Crittenden.
Mm-hmm.
Crittenden.
Yeah.
I guess when they had a gunfight in the locker room. I made it through 10 minutes and I had to turn it off. When they started interviewing Nick Young, you know, Swaggy P.
Yeah, I've worked with Swaggy P.
That was it for me. I just really can't.
I probably haven't seen him a moment where he wasn't high.
Someone says Shaquille O'Neal's years were much greater. No. If you're going to go Heat best years ever, you can't not do the big three. Now,
it doesn't get any bigger than the big three.
With no disrespect to the Panthers, the big three was something that I was very fortunate. I got to cover that team. I was the mm-hmm. reporter for the station. This was before I was doing this in the morning, and I got to go to every single game. And I was at the arena when they brought the guys out of the stage, and I've never seen anything like that. No. I don't think we ever will see anything like that in sports again.
Yeah.
The hatred, the anger, it was something that we'll never see again.
You became the villains of sports.
Yeah, no. The big three was like an alien landing. The whole world was watching. The whole world was talking. It was on the tip of everybody's tongue all across the world. So it's hard to compare.
Yeah. Texture says Omar's wrong again. He just loves having an opposite opinion. What the Panthers are doing is totally unexpected and something.
I didn't say it wasn't unexpected.
Appreciate it.
I didn't say it wasn't unexpected.
It rarely happens in a community.
Let's look at the ratings. I would like to know what the ratings are.
The ratings
local
for the
ratings.
Panthers?
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty good, man. Like, they've done really well. They actually, the Heat had a rough year TV ratings-wise. The Panthers have done well.
Our ratings have gone up because of the Panthers.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why you want to rain on the parade this morning. Guy says that LeBron cramp game. Yes, that was the night the air conditioner went out in San Antonio. I know Joe was at that game. Joe got to go to all the road games, too. He was working for TV at those times. I didn't get to go to the road games, but no, there were some signature moments in that big three thing, man. That LeBron game six against the Celtics, like there were some very signature moments in the big three era. But this story, while it may be a little bit second to that, is still right there, man. As far as the South Florida Hall of Fame goes, if we were doing a Hall of Fame of great stories and great teams, this is right on the
Mount Rushmore of South Florida teams.
This isn't going to be like the big three ended abruptly. The big three ended with a phone call from LeBron saying, I'm out and I'm going back to Cleveland. And he had that big celebration. Remember, he had the big celebration at the high school, the football stadium at the high school and all that. And I'm coming home. And this is not going to have that kind of ending. This team isn't going anywhere. They have secured the core of guys on this team. And so this is something that you could have for the foreseeable future here. which is the really incredible part of this. Dan, do we want to do this? Do we want to open this thing up for some phone calls this morning, maybe? I feel like this is a celebratory day, and I don't want to hear from Omar anymore at this moment.
You want to take a victory lap? Go ahead.
For me, I kind of grew up going to the hockey games with family, and I have good memories of going to games. I think that's kind of everyone. Like, right, you have good memories of going to games when you were younger, right? I have memories going to games with my dad, and then there's games in between that are like, you know, okay, great. And then now I have memories going with my son.
Yes.
And so those are kind of like the games you really remember. And by the way, he's asking me, wants to go to the final. Again, yes. This year, I told him it's not going to happen this year. We'll find somewhere nice to watch it. We got lucky. We had to buy tickets last year, and they were quite expensive. I didn't think we'd have this opportunity ever again. I thought, all right, they've been in the final twice. Like, this doesn't happen very often. We'll go. We'll buy the tickets. We'll go. Damn it, they got back. They made it back, and he doesn't understand why we can't get tickets.
He hasn't learned the concept of money yet.
He understands that we can buy them. That's all he understands, and he understands that there's a credit card that I could exchange for them, and he doesn't realize that you have to pay the bill when the bill comes due. So they must add Haterade on BOGO at Omar's local Publix. Omar's been a little down on the Panthers this morning. I don't know why.
I am not down on the Panthers. I'm down on the South Florida sports community because I honestly think that. I'm interested to see the volume get turned up on.
All right, well, here's what
Panther
you have.
Fandom.
Omar obviously doesn't have a pulse. Omar's out there yesterday watching guys run around in shorts and T-shirts, and he's used to mediocre football, so he's kind of stuck in that right now.
Mediocre
sports. By
the
way, we will play some of the, for all of our Dolphin fans out there, you know we do have Dolphin fans, of course, that are still with us. We will play some of the stuff from Mike McGee.
They all haven't died yet.
Tyreek Hill yesterday. We'll get Omar's take on what he saw out there yesterday. But, Dan... Do you want to do it? We'll open up the phones here early this morning. If you want to jump in, 305-567-0560.
Tell Omar how much he's wrong.
Give us a call. You can either rip Omar, you could celebrate the Panthers, or do both. Those are both options for you here this morning. So if you want to jump in, again, the number is
305-567-0560.
We'll go ahead and open up the phone lines. We don't do this too often, but we'll do that here this morning because it's a celebratory morning here in South Florida, but there is work left to do, and we will have our eyes on Dallas and Edmonton tonight. Dallas favored, by the way, in this game, for whatever that's worth to people out there. You look at these two teams, and Dallas was 50-26-6 during the regular season. They are 28-10-3 at home, so they've been a good home team. They are home tonight in Dallas. Edmonton was 48-29-5. They were 23-16-2 on the road. So they are a good road team. So something's got to give in that one. Dallas -130 favorites, though, in this game here tonight. So we'll see how that goes. I got to tell you, though, man, go Dallas, go. Although there is a part of me, Omar, that now, again, I'd like to see this series drag on to 7 games. That would be ideal. But, boy, would that be a fun rematch if we could get Panthers and Oilers to run that thing back. Remember how dicey that series got? The Cats took the big lead, the 3-0. The Edmonton came roaring back. And I remember, because I want to say Joe was out when this was going down, because he usually takes his vacation. Joe takes his vacation. If you don't know this, by the way, Joe takes his vacation always at the worst possible times. He goes, like, when Dwayne left, Joe was gone. When LeBron signed, Joe was gone. And I remember that because I was on the air the morning after the decision. And again, I was covering the team at the time. This was before I was doing mornings, but it was Adam Cooperstein hosting, who I'm not very fond of. And
what Adam do to you?
We didn't get along. Okay. Anyway, it was Adam Cooperstein hosting, and I was producing the show. It was the two of us the morning after the decision. And that's a show you'll never forget. That was an interesting one. I'm taking my talents to South Beach.
Yeah.
The whole sports world lost their collective you-know-what with that thing. So we were on the air after that. But Joe misses everything, man. Joe misses everything good. And last year,
hey,
yeah,
man, he's enjoying his French Open right now.
I know he is. But last year it came down to, like, are the Panthers either going to win this Stanley Cup here and make this a great ending to a story here, or are they going to be the punchline on the greatest collapse in history? And they sucked it up and they won that series. Real quick before we go to break, Dan, I know we're like really late and breaking the format, but you know, whatever. It's a celebration morning. This is Alex. Let's get Alex here on the air. Go ahead, Alex.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good, brother. How about you?
All's good. So listen, I've been a Panther fan for 20-something years. I worked for the organization. This is a night and day team and organization. Mm-hmm. What Zito has done is unprecedented. The victories, the enthusiasm. I do agree with Omar a little bit. I think there's more of a Broward type of vibe than there is a Miami vibe. The Sawgrass area is always crazy when the Panthers are playing. And my final question is, if we play Edmonton, do we open up in Edmonton or do we open up down here? Thank you, guys.
That's actually a great question. We'd have to look at the
Barry
there,
said that they're going to open.
Would it be in Edmonton?
Yeah,
I think it would be. I think you're right about that. Yeah, because the Panthers are the three. They're both three seeds, actually, looking at it now. But, I think you're right. I think Barry did say they would open up there, which means one thing. It means Dave Hyde's got to get his best travel agenting skills going here. That's a bitch of a trip, man.
No, yeah.
That's a rough trip.
I've never done
12 hours
it.
With no delays. If you can make it. So Dave Hyde travels. Dave Dwork, if you don't know Dave Dwork, he hosts the hockey podcast. I want to say that is on Dan's network with Roy Bellamy. They host a hockey podcast. Dave happens to be one of my favorite guys. We speaking of the big three, Dave and I did a post-game show. This is how crazy that big three thing was. We did a post-game show that we would do late night after those games. And
you couldn't just, you had to celebrate the victories.
Hey, man, that thing got me on the air.
I know.
That thing helped make my
you
career.
You got to credit.
That
you
made
gotta,
a lot of gotta, people's career. Remember they had that heat index thing?
Yeah, you got to credit LeBron for your career.
And I hope the Panthers can continue this and become big enough where we're able to get people that come to the team more regularly. We need more Daves. And Dave Hyde and Dave Dwork, we need more of those guys that are able to cover this team on a regular basis because, again, not only is this team really good on the ice, but they have good play. The guys are fun, right? Matthew Tkachuk is fun. I mean, you have good stars, likable stars on this team. All right, Dan, do we want to do one more? We're really botching this format here. All right, Barry, go ahead. You're up next on QAM. Last call. We got to go to break after this. Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, Edmonton had one more point than the Panthers, 99-98. Yep. So that's where their home team. The only thing I wanted to add was in 96, this town was pretty crazy. None of the other teams were very good. And this, I lived here then a long time. And every bar was full, and they had coverage on the TV and people screaming and yelling. So it was pretty hot in 96, and people didn't even know about hockey. At least now they know about hockey. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
All right, Barry. Thank you. Thank you for the call there. All right, we'll do this. Let's go to break because we need to catch up a little bit here, but we are in a celebratory mood here on WQAM this morning. Boy, we're the home of the Panthers, man. What a great time to be the home of the Panthers and to have all this going on right now. Hey, man. It gives us, at anything, Omar, it gives us something to talk about here going into June.
We will take these two-week victory laps.
Texas says I was in middle school in Stuart when the Dolphins had their run in the early 70s. It was an amazing time. All of South Florida was into the Fins. Hey, man, here's the thing. I completely get that. If the Dolphins were to make a Super Bowl run, I mean, I guess I couldn't imagine what it would be like.
Don't hold your breath.
Again, it's not something I see happening anytime soon, but I'm just saying if the Dolphins were to make us, if they won a Super Bowl, what would that parade look like? I have no idea. We may not see it anytime soon. I don't know, but we have the Panthers going right now, and people are fired up, and we got a bunch of texts coming in. We take your calls, 305-567-0560 if you want to jump in. We'll take a pause more to come on QAM.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Barkov along the right boards, down to the corner, then back behind the net with Orlov all over, and Barkov breaks free to the front of the net, backhand feed for Higgin, he scores! And the Panthers take a 4-3 lead with 7:39 to go in the third. The Panthers are back in front. Carter Verhaeghe upstairs. What a pass from Barkov, and the Panthers once again in front here in Raleigh.
Doug Plagans on the call here on WQAM. The Panthers are heading to their third straight Stanley Cup final. The question now becomes, who will they meet? Will it be the Oilers once again or the Stars? They will play tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN.
You know who it's going to be.
It has the feeling of Edmonton, although they are not favored in this game tonight. But this is just, again, this is an absolutely incredible story. Down here in South Florida, someone said Keg South Homestead was rocking last night with Panther fans. Omar's off his rocker. If it's big in Homestead, for God's sakes, Panther fever must be huge. I think a lot more people have kind of latched on to this thing here over the past few years, and we are a town of winners.
Yes,
we know that.
We are a front-running town.
We are a front-running town. Everyone likes a winner, though, man. Everyone likes a winner.
We especially. We don't pay attention to losers.
Yeah.
Except for the Dolphins.
Well, and I tried to explain this to you during the break. The NFL is just different, man. The NFL is its own beast.
Don't exclude the NBA either.
No, because the people are starting to turn a little bit on that one. People are starting to turn. I've seen people turn on Riley. I've seen people turn on the that.
That's because they're too young to know the greatness of Riley.
Yeah, I know. But in fairness, like the Dolphins are on another. It's because it's the NFL. People love the NFL, and that's regardless. Right? Look, if the Dolphins were playing in any other sport and had that level of or that lack of success, you would have crickets at the games, right? You would have nothing. They still sell out every single game.
Do they really?
Damn near, yeah. Yes, they do. They do. You're at the games. Omar.
I'm at the game. But
the games are still sold out.
Still have wait lists for the season ticket holders.
Yeah, it's a very popular product. And that's just because, again, it's the NFL. The Panthers don't have that built-in fan base, right? Like, the NFL is a built-in fan base. It just does. That's why their ratings on Sundays are what they are, right? They get those monster million, you know, 10 million plus ratings.
Everybody wants to see
it. For regular season games. Yeah, everybody wants to be a part of the NFL. The games are events. It's a little different, you know, when you got a hockey team that isn't winning or you got a basketball team that isn't winning and people have to choose where to spend their dollars. It's different, right? But this guy, texter here, says, by the way, we'll take your calls if you want to jump in, 305-567-0560. Texter says, this is bottom line, Dolphins have zero chance, zero of making the Super Bowl, nevertheless winning it. Marlins have less than zero, and the Heat a long, long way of being good, no shot either. Spend money on something that matters, and it's not the Dolphins. Talking about the Panthers there. Look, I know that the Dolphins are very far away. I don't think the Heat are as far away because basketball, you can kind of change that thing pretty quickly. Texas says, Omar, have you been to Twin Peaks or Flanagan's? No tables available.
Ooh.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
You got to get out, Omar. You got to get out a little more.
Oh, I got
to
get out.
Yeah, it's because you just go to the reggae festival that has no water, and that's all you do these days, man. You got to get out to the local sports bars. Get the pulse of your town, man.
If I was going to be in town, I'd go to Swim Week, which you don't even know is happening.
Swim Week?
Oh, yeah, Swim Week, baby. This is Swim Week in Miami.
It's Swim Week?
Yes. It's women, like it was a bunch of women parading down runways in swimsuits.
Very creative.
And then parties thrown around it.
They came up with that for it. Yeah, very, very good there.
I actually enjoy it.
I'm sure you do. Maybe they'll have a Panther watch party if they...
Isn't every week Swim Week here in South Florida?
Yeah.
No, this is especially Swim Week. This is specifically Swim Week, but yes.
All right, we do have to get caught up here. We're a little bit behind. Chris Perkins is going to join us. For all of our Dolphin fans out there, we are not neglecting you this morning. Chris Perkins will join us at 8 o'clock. And Omar's enemy, his arch nemesis, Reason, because I don't like Omar this morning. I don't like his take on the Panthers, so we're going to set him up for a
fight. And you're just a poop stirrer.
Yep, we're going to set him up for a battle.
See
if we can't stir things up. By the way, I've been inspired to try to wake up Doug Plagans this morning. I feel terrible doing it. Dan, I guess we got to do it, right? I feel bad doing it. Those guys probably got in.
Don't text them until the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah, I'm not texting them until later. They had to have gotten in at what, 3, give or take?
You live the life of a sleep-deprived man, so think about what you're doing.
I know, and he's got to bounce back. He's got to do a little scouting mission tonight, right? He's got to watch that game tonight, see what's what. But same cast of characters, it seems like, for this Edmonton team, man. They got a lot of the same guys, and they are going to come back a very hungry and feisty team, I would think. Should the Edmonton Oilers be the team that makes it through here? But boy, this is again. I still can't believe we're talking about this story. It is pretty incredible here as the Panthers heading to a third straight Stanley Cup final. Plenty more to come here on QAM. Again, you can call us, text us, whatever you want to do here this morning. 305-567-0560. Back after this.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Jones scales the blue line. Left side, Ekblad to the high slot. A shot tip, they score! A power play goal! And the Panthers cut the deficit in half. Matthew Tkachuk got a stick on that. And the Canes lead reduced to 2-1.
Doug Plagan's on the call last night. The Panthers to their third straight Stanley Cup final. My gosh. Unbelievable, man. What a story as the Panthers are heading back to the final. I posed a question this morning, Omar. A lot of people are kind of now debating this here with us on the text line, 305-567-0560. We've also opened up the phones.
Which we never do.
In hopes that the calls are a little stronger, I think, moving forward than perhaps they were.
But, I didn't think Barry was bad.
But anyway, we posed a question this morning. Where does this stand for you in... If we were doing, I guess, to steal from the Hockman show, the Hockman Crowder show, like the Mount Rushmore of South Florida accomplishments.
I don't think Hockman and Crowder own Mount Rushmore.
I know they don't, but that's something that they do. But for me, like the things that really stand out in South Florida sports history would be the 2001 Canes, right, and the home winning streak and all that. You have to throw the 72 Dolphins in there. I know it was before my lifetime by a good solid 13 years.
And the Big Three.
And the Big Three era with the Heat. And certainly, so you know, honorable mentions, you get like the Dwayne Heat in there, right? The Dwayne, the first championship.
We can't put two Heats on
there. The 2003 Marlins get, you know, honorable mention in there. That was one of the most exciting runs we've ever seen from a team down here. So that certainly gets in there in the conversation. But, yeah, this is, to me, right up there with the Big Three going
I think
to
if
four
they
straight
win it,
finals.
If they win it. Four straight? No.
If who wins what? I don't even know what you're talking about. If the Panthers win?
The Panthers, isn't this three straight finals?
It would be two. It's three straight finals. It would be two straight championships. It would be back-to-back championships.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They lost the first one. So it would be three straight trips regardless. They are going. It is three straight. And it looks like Edmonton, guys. It looks like Edmonton might be the rematch here, and I don't know. Is it tougher to win a series the second time around like that? Because someone's brought this up yesterday, and it does have the vibes of Heat and Spurs kind of running it back in the final, and the Heat got the better of the Spurs in the first time around. If you remember the Ray Allen shot, they had the tape. Remember they had the tape out on the court, and they were blocking off the court. They up, oh, we're wheeling the trophy out. This thing's over, and you know. Bosch rebound out to Allen, bang, and you know how that went, obviously. And then the Heat came back and they won the series. Edmonton is going to be a team possessed. That's all I can tell you. When they come down here or when they start the series up there, that fan base is going to be very hungry for a championship. That's all they care about up there, man. That's like their Dolphins.
In Dallas? No, I mean in Edmonton. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's my question. And I don't know the answer to this because I don't follow hockey like that.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a dumb question, isn't it? Dan, you want to help me with this one, too? Whatever this ridiculous
I'm talking to Dan because clearly,
terrible.
This guy's got it in for me today.
You know I love terrible. You. I don't want you getting beat up today like Danny said. So
go ahead, Omar. Ask your stupid
question. He's got me like tag team. I want to know how much did Edmonton do in the offseason or at the trade deadline to improve their team specifically with the intentions of getting back to the finals to beat the Panthers. See, I don't know that.
So why would you announce it out loud then?
What do you want me to look
at? Why
it
don't
up?
You do some research if you care so much?
I wouldn't even know what they had last year. See,
Someone Texas said Marlins for sure over Wade. Someone wants to know what your podcast roundtable name is. I don't even want to promote your stuff this
Dolphins
morning,
Collective.
I'm very down on you
listen,
this morning.
I'm not going to have this feud. If you keep disrespecting me, I'm not going to have
gonna
this.
Have the
I'm
feud.
Just going to walk away.
By the way, if you want to jump in, you want to call in.
I'm not going to say anything. I don't have to participate in this feud.
That's true. I just give the guy the airtime and let him do what he wants to do.
My colleagues have already said, like, stop beating him to death. So I don't have
your
like,
colleagues.
Yes, the Joe Shads, the people who I was standing up for.
They need you to stand up for them, Dan. What's this caller's name? I don't want to go back and forth with Omar right now. He's ruining the Panther mood. Who's the caller here?
Broadus in Miami. Broadus, go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air, man. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Woody? A question for all you guys.
Sure.
I just want to know, at what point will we consider the Panthers a dynasty? That's number one. And number two, this is more so for Omar. Shout out to Chiefs Pride. Omar, how could we, how are we able to mention South Florida sports success? And I know they're not professional, but I feel like Chiefs Nation should get an honorable mention. You know, the 26-1, 96-97.
Come on, Northwestern's probably, let's be realistic, Northwestern's a little bit ahead of us right now. And they're the reigning champions. we're like the Miami Dolphins. We got to focus on rebuilding and building a good foundation.
All right, Omar, thanks. Y'all take it easy.
Thanks for the call. Great question, by the way. When do the Panthers get considered a dynasty? I think they are.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Three does it,
two,
man.
Hold on, wait a minute. Didn't we give, like, Spurs a dynasty level at two?
No. All right. Omar, come on, man. You go to these games. I know you must follow these teams to some extent. The Spurs were like... The Spurs were the model franchise for like two decades with that
group.
However long Tim Duncan was there, it was that core of Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, and Tony Parker.
I think they made the playoffs 21 straight years at one point.
So, yeah, they were
That
like,
doesn't mean you're a dynasty.
Pop. Yeah, they were.
They also won championships.
Yeah, they won championships. Okay. They were a
So let's get to a count. How many championships do you have to apply for dynasty status? Two, three?
Well, I think if the Panthers do one more, I think yeah.
Yeah, if they win this one.
If the Panthers win this one, then I think yes. I think you're pretty secure. Now here's the thing. With the Panthers, this is 3 years of sustained success. How long will it continue to go for, right? And when you talk about dynasties, obviously, the Patriots did not win a Super Bowl every year, but that team dominated football for two decades.
What was the dynasty, football dynasty before the Patriots?
Before the Patriots?
Yeah, I don't think I can't remember.
I don't know that you've ever had a team. I don't take that back. You've never had a team dominate the way that Tom Brady.
No.
The Patriots did. Team was a major Super Bowl contender every year. They're the Chiefs, right?
So the Chiefs right now would be the equivalent. So let me ask you this question. Did the Heat have a dynasty during the Big Three era?
I think the entire Pat Riley era, there's obviously been some exceptions right now, being one of them, but the Heat have always been incredibly competitive.
I didn't call you a healthy franchise. I didn't call you a model franchise. I didn't talk about Heat culture. I just asked you, are the Heat a dynasty?
Well, the Heat won.
Dan Day.
The Heat won.
Do the Heat have a dynasty?
Championships in different eras, though.
I know, but the Heat have a dynasty?
The Big Three era you're talking about? Big Three era? Was that a dynasty?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the 4 years it was here, yes. When you dominate a sport for 4 years, and there really isn't much of a question whether you're going to be in the finals, winning it, that's a complicated thing because anything can happen. But yeah.
So was
that an interesting question by the caller there as far as dynasty?
What about Boston? Did Boston kind of have a dynasty? No, they didn't have a dynasty during the KG.
They won one and then they got beat up by the Heat, man.
Lakers? Did the Lakers have a dynasty during the Shaq Kobe era?
Yeah, the Shaq Kobe era. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And the Lakers are like a franchise of banners, right? And so are the Celtics. But you have to go way back.
Yeah,
to do that.
There's different dynasties. There's the Patriots dynasty that is so prolonged, and the Spurs dynasty that is so prolonged. But there are shorter dynasties that can be 3, 4, 5 years.
Jedi makes a good point here, man. Over the last 25 years, and you take the Dolphins out of this equation, but South Florida sports has dominated the entire country. He said, and
it has.
He, by the way, well, just listen before you crap all over it. The Marlins have won two,
Philadelphia
in our
Boston.
Lifetime. And if you're my age, the Marlins have won two, which is like kind of incredible.
Yeah.
That's kind of, you think about it, they've won two. The Heat have won three.
Yeah.
The Canes were the best team in college football for a while there, right?
They indeed had a dynasty.
So the Canes, and then, and now the Panthers. So there's been a lot of success down here. It just... Again, man, it feels different because your football team, and I hate to keep saying this, but it's the team that most people care the most about, has been
eventually
trash.
Eventually, the
mediocre.
Tide will turn. Eventually, might be your children's generation, eventually,
sure. This guy says what the Panthers did have done is one of the hardest things to do. The nature of beating hockey players to go to three straight Stanley Cups. Yeah, I agree, man. It's not a sport. Doug said this yesterday when he was on with us. It's not a sport where it's designed for dynasties, right? You have a smaller salary cap. You know, the teams are relatively even for the most part. But the Panthers have done an incredible job of not only keeping their core together, but they have great leadership. I think Paul Maurice is a treasure.
No question.
I really do. I think he is a treasure. Hopefully, we'll get him on in the next few days here. I know Joe will want to talk to him, so maybe we'll hold until Joe gets back. Joe will be back next week, by the way, for everyone wanting to get rid of Omar. Joe will be back next week with us. So, and Omar is going.
I don't
Omar's
have to participate
traveling.
In your feud.
Yes, you do.
You will be nice to me for the rest of the show, or I will not get into the cage that you want me to get into the steel cage match.
Victor says a dynasty is three or more titles.
You know, to be entertaining, I have to fight back.
is three or more titles. All right. I can live with that.
Yeah. Three. I mean, yeah. Okay.
I don't know, man. I don't know. What does a dynasty mean to people? I guess it's different for everyone, right?
Yeah.
That's obviously subjective, so that's kind of an interesting discussion. It's interesting. We have we have to get to the 7 o'clock hour, so we do have to take a pause. We haven't even mentioned your crappy Dolphins. We will. Perk will join us at 8 o'clock, so we'll talk to him. I'm going to just talk Panthers with him because I know he follows South Florida sports. We'll talk some Panthers.
Unlike me, huh?
I will, because of popular demand this morning, I will text Doug Plagans and hopefully not wake him up.
Don't text him before 8:30.
I know.
Don't text him before 8:30.
I'll text him and I don't know. Doug doesn't really tweet that much, does he? Well, can I usually, that's how I tell if someone's awake. Like if we're trying to get Omar on in the morning and I see that he's fighting with people on Twitter at 6 a.m., I know that he's ready to roll. we're ready to roll at 7 o'clock hour. We'll take your calls, your texts, whatever you want to do. 305-567-0560. 7 o'clock hour is next on QAM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.